I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Transportation, power generation, and food supply are slowly getting back to normal in China after it snowed relentlessly for nearly a month. Dozens of people were killed, millions were affected. Children's Hope International's Corey Barron says many isolated orphanages were cut off from supplies, electricity, and water for days on end. Barron believes as they help,
we can make a difference by showing the love of Christ in a crisis situation. There are a lot more than 13 orphanages in China, but we're focusing in on these orphanages that have been hit very, very hard.
Next, during a January seminar, past African-American missionary candidates received a formal apology from SIM International for being denied the opportunity to serve as missionaries. The organization says this was reflective of the colonial African governments in places where SIM worked. As of late, though, the organization has been unpacking the baggage of their more than 100-year history. SIM Director Steve Strauss washed the feet of three African-American missionaries after the apology speech as a symbol of repentance. And combining volunteerism with vacation is gaining popularity, increasing by as much as 30% over the last year. The fastest-growing demographic has been people under the age of 20, although baby boomers are still leading the way. Capitalizing on that trend, Love Package's Steve Schmidt says,
we're looking for missions groups, people that want to be involved in missions somewhere around the world, but they really don't have the finances to go to Timbuktu, but they want to be involved and they want to do something great for God. We need a lot of volunteers. We have really mountains of literature that need to be moved.
Go to our website to find out how you can get involved. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on today's broadcast or would like to support this radio ministry, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.